podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome to Peters Township's AHN Arena. Today, the WJPA Sports Network presents a WBIALT Tournament AAA Wrestling Semifinal featuring Trinity and Bethel Park. I'm Mark Uriah, along with Greg Warnock, as our WJPA Sports Network crew for today includes our producer Jacob Knisner in our downtown Washington studios. Nate Rigotti is our floor director here at Peters Township. Trinity is the top seed at 10-0 with wins over Kiske Area and Norwin in the first two rounds. Bethel Park is the number four seed and defeated North Hills and North Allegheny Wednesday night to reach today's semifinals. Second seeded Franklin Regional and third seeded Connellsville meet in the other semifinal match today. The semifinal winners will meet for the championship today at 3 o'clock. The losers will meet for third place, with only the top three qualifying for next week's BIAA tournament. Today's wrestling action is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. The Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. An Advanced Orthopedics Rehabilitation, an Advanced Surgical Hospital. We'll take a look at the starting lineups as our pregame coverage continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Sarah's Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sarahscandies.com.
Back here at Peters Township, let's give you the starting lineups for this Trinity Bethel Park match. We're going to start the match at 121 pounds. We'll give you the pairing starting at 107. For Trinity, it is Kai Bland and Mickey Horn both weighed in.
For Bethel Park, Waz Al-Sadi as well as Jaden Palamine.
114 pounds, the Hillers have Jacob Wright.
For Bethel Park, Pierce Reinhardt as well as Jonah Stearman.
121 pounds for the Hillers, Dom Canale and James Eakin.
For Bethel Park, Colton Fisher.
127 pounds, Frank Fedorchak and Zane Garner weighed in for the Hillers.
127 for Bethel Park, Dior Islamov as well as Seth Miller.
At 133 pounds for the Hillers, and the Hillers have won the flip here, Devin Junko.
133, Aiden Bench as well as Mason Kernan.
Hillers have Bear Bruckner and Blake Reiner both weighed in at 139.
139, Caleb Crawford as well as Aiden Stout.
For Trinity at 145, Thomas Allison and Luke Poland.
145 for Bethel Park, Ian Buccelli as well as Ethan Higgins and Zach Mingo.
152 pounds, Jackson Bruckner and Rocco Machetta for Trinity.
No one at 152 for Bethel Park.
Hillers at 160 pounds have Ian Holub and Cale Nicolella.
Bethel Park has Maxim Miller as well as Cordan McDonald.
Trinity has Bodie Morgan weighed in at 172.
Bethel Park has Hunter Goals.
At 189, Robbie Allison and Adam Watson for Trinity.
189, A.J. Tomeno as well as Ryan Walsh for Bethel Park.
Just getting underway here at 121 pounds. It's Dom Canale for Trinity. You had 215 pounds for the Hillers, Jason Minnie and Jalen Tinsley.
For Bethel Park, Landon Hartman as well as Ally Yassin.
And at 285 pounds, Jace Banco and Nicholas McAdams both weighed in for the Hillers as Canale gets the opening takedown.
And Michael Gibson for Bethel Park at 285.
I believe it's Colton Fisher for Bethel Park. As Canale works out front, has the arms bundled.
Canale ranked number 5 in the WPIAL and number 13 in the state by PA Power Wrestling. He's 28-7 this year for the Hillers. Fisher on the other side, 9-7 for Bethel Park.
Sean Kearney, the referee for this Trinity-Bethel Park match, and at least for this bout, Greg James is the assistant referee.
This is where, for Trinity, you're looking to get bonus, and obviously Bethel Park try to minimize that as much as possible.
Canale still riding and leading 2-0, 35 seconds to go in the first period. Has Fisher broken flat to his stomach. Canale looked to the bench about 10 or 12 seconds to go to see if, I'm guessing to see if they wanted him to perhaps let Fisher up and then try to take him down again. That is not what happened.
Yeah, obviously the goal here, he's looking for a fall, and so once you kind of aren't able to turn him or not get into your pinning combinations, you got to make sure you still get that major decision, maybe get that technical fall. So that's why he looked to that bench.
First period will end. Dom Canale of Trinity with a 2-0 lead. Second period coming right up here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Colton Fisher deferred his choice to the third period. Dom Canale chose bottom position, got a quick reversal, then an escape for Fisher. So it's 5-1 Canale with a minute and a half to go here in the second. Wrestlers are out of bounds.
I think the biggest thing you look at in some of these big-time matches, you go in and both teams know, right? Like, hey, just don't get pinned in this one, or hey, you got to get the fall. So a lot of times you're going for that fall.
Good shot by Fisher at a single, in deep on an ankle, but as they come to the mat, Canale comes down on top, still neutral. Canale hooks a leg. Got his right leg kind of wrapped around the head of Fisher, so it's still a neutral situation. Fisher spins and comes out the back door, still holding onto an ankle, trying to pull it in.
Canale doing a nice job working across the body, had a nice cross face to get back, turning him inside. Just to finish that point then, Mark, a lot of times you're going for that fall, you forget, hey, I still need to get that major decision. So you got to be able to rack up those points, at least get the major, get one bonus point, and then you work towards either you're going to get that tech fall or the fall.
Stalemate finally called, so with 51 seconds to go in the second, Canale and Fisher on their feet. This is 121 pounds, the first bout, which means the finals and third place match will start at 127 pounds. Only the top three go here in AAA, so you can't go 0-2 today. If you do, your dual meet season is over. Well, I guess some teams do have some matches scheduled next week, but as far as competing for a state championship, a team state title, that is, state team tournament, third place team from the WPIAL will wrestle Monday. First and second place teams go to Hershey and Russell on Thursday. We'll talk more about that later. Still 5-1 for Canale. Second period going to come to an end. He'll carry that lead to the third. We'll have it here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Colton Fisher with choice, taking bottom position to begin the third. Dom Canale of Trinity riding with a 5-1 lead.
Yeah, not getting that takedown in the end of the second was huge for Canale. Or excuse me, it should be huge for Fisher, because now Canale has to try to work a pinning combination here if he wants to try to get that major or the fall.
Ties up a leg, breaks Fisher down. Still 1:10 remaining in the third period. Burrell defeated Burgettstown for the AA title. Quaker Valley beat Mount Pleasant for third place. All four teams in AA qualify for the PIAA tournament, with the third and fourth place finishers having to wrestle on Monday. 45 seconds to go here for Canale as he continues to ride and lead 5-1.
Not much movement underneath there for Fisher. He's just trying to fight off the attempts here from Canale. Call stalemate.
Glad you're with us on 1450 AM WJPA Washington, online WJPA.com, and also on the NFHS Network and Flow Wrestling. Looks like Canale's going to give the escape here now as they come back to referee's position. So that'll make it 5-2, but only 28 seconds to go.
Yeah, honestly, a bit too late to try for that. He should have stuck just on top and worked combinations. It's not enough time to get a couple of takedowns.
Well, and it was Fisher who right away shot in and hung on to a leg, and still doing so, although Canale now gets the takedown to go up 7-2 with 9 seconds remaining.
He's going to have to look for a quick tilt here, but he's not going to get it. And this is big for Bethel Park to only give a decision here.
Dom Canale wins 7-2. Hillers go up 3-0. 127-pound bout coming up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
127-pound matchup, Zane Garner for Trinity, Seth Miller for Bethel Park, no score.
Garner coming into this one 18-8 on the season. Miller coming in 17-10, a true toss-up match here at 127.
Miller shoots at the right leg. Garner sprawls back and wraps around the waist. Miller trying to pull that leg in. Garner continues to sprawl back. Has the look of a stalemate, and there it is.
These four teams in the semifinals are rather evenly matched, so it's these toss-up matches that really could decide who wins.
Shot by Garner, couldn't really get in deep as Miller sprawls back now. Down to 40 seconds left in a scoreless first period. Miller reaching underneath, has an ankle. Actually, we get another stalemate call here with 30 seconds to go in the first. Team score 3-0 for Trinity. Garner reaches for a leg, doesn't get it, leaves the left ankle open, and Miller shoots at that. Garner reaches up over top to grab an ankle. As we near the end of the first. Zane Garner of Trinity will have choice when we go to the second period. He and Seth Miller of Bethel Park scoreless at the end of one. Second period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Zane Garner choosing bottom position to start the second period. Turns in on Bethel Park's Seth Miller. Miller working through the legs. Garner with a hold of a leg trying to get the hips up and over. Miller kind of in an awkward position. He's still in control, but he's on his hip, nearly on his back. And now Garner is able to flatten him out and spin behind for the reversal. Garner goes up 2-0.
Yeah, Garner that time was trying to take his time, see if he might be able to pick up a fall. As Miller was holding on to it a little bit too long.
Garner trying to get to a cradle, but now he's the one caught on his hip, and it's Miller who's close to picking up a reversal.
Still holding on between the legs, though.
Yep, now Garner's going to try to reach up and try to go around the head as well, as they're right on the edge of the mat. Garner close to giving up, too, as they go out. Well, he just did barely hang on to that leg.
He went up and grabbed the head, and I'm not sure why, because he had a good position there holding on between the legs.
39 seconds to go, second period. Garner with a reversal here in the second, leads 2-0. Laces both legs now, now just the left, and he's up too high. Miller going to pop his head out the side door, get the reversal to tie the bout at 2.
Yeah, he was able to get that first boot in, but then once he had that leg in, he just got a little bit aggressive.
Now a tilt here for Miller, but Garner does not give up a back count. Got back over to his knees quickly. 10 seconds to go in the period. With 0-0 after one. Each wrestler with a reversal here in the second. So 2-2 going to the third at 127 pounds. Back momentarily on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Bethel Park's Seth Miller chooses bottom position to start the third, 25 seconds in. Garner still riding in a 2-2 tie. He's got a leg in, working across on the opposite leg, trying to go to the banana split, trying to roll Miller over. Got him to 90 degrees and then got a one count, but that's all.
Questionable about whether you could have gave a second count or not.
Hillers fans thought so, but they're always going to think that.
Of course, of course. He sat up, but it was just a matter of timing, and it was close to call.
Halfway through the third period, Garner still riding with that leg in a 2-2 tie. Garner trying to get back to that banana split, but he's up too high. Miller pops his head free, gets the reversal, and Seth Miller of Bethel Park with a 4-2 lead with 40 seconds left.
Garner's got to get moving underneath. Wasn't able to get out when he got reversed in the second period. And right now he's just flattened out.
And one will not do it. He's down by a pair with 24 seconds to go. Garner to his knees, but Miller solid on top. Tight waist with the left arm. 12 seconds left.
He's got that 2-on-1 tight underneath.
Time going to run out. A hard-fought 4-2 win for Seth Miller of Bethel Park. It'll tie the team score at 3. 133-pound bout coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. Interest rates have gone up. We are currently paying 6.5% interest. What we offer is a safe, secure savings vehicle with no fees or charges, just guaranteed growth. If the stock market is making you nervous, or if you want a higher rate of return than what your local bank is paying, we need to talk. Call us at 724-228-3448. Stop by our office in Washington or Hickory for more details, or online at dayinsurance.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near CONSOL Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
133 pounds, Aiden Bench of Bethel Park takes down Trinity's Devin Junko. And Bench out to the side, going around the head and through the legs. Had a cradle locked in, but has since lost it. And now Junko trying to get to his feet. He does. Bench picks him up, sets him down. They go to the edge and out.
Devin Junko coming in 23-13 on the season. Bench coming in 6-6, but it's been a little banged up. And taking a couple losses that perhaps he didn't expect. And he's been a solid wrestler, though, for Bethel Park in his career. So, again, another toss-up match, but definitely one Bethel Park expects to get.
50 seconds in. Junko to his feet, and now free for one. Halfway through the first period. Bench, good shot at the right leg. Gets down to the ankle. Junko reaches up over top to grab an ankle. Junko works through the legs. Bench hanging onto the ankle of Junko. And a stalemate. 35 seconds to go, first period.
So that means that Mason Kernan also weighed in at 133, will bump to 139. Question is, will we see Kernan and Reiner?
Bench, good shot at a double, takes Junko to the edge and gets the takedown. And then it was waved off. Junko came out front. Well, now apparently the takedown was not waved off. They're going to discuss it. It's either going to be 2-1 or 4-2, depending on whether the takedown and then the would-be escape that followed, whether they stand. Sean Kearney looked like he initially gave that takedown, but then waved it off, and that's the way it's going to stand. So still 2-1.
Yeah, I think just with the reaction time, he has to allow it a bit.
Bench shooting again, but unable to get in deep. And the two are out of bounds with 1 second to go in the first, so it's going to be 2-1. For Bench of Bethel Park at the end of one. Second period coming right up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh, yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Start of the second period. Aiden Bench of Bethel Park chooses bottom position with a 2-1 lead. Devin Junko of Trinity riding here. Teams split the first two bouts, each regular decisions. Junko drives a half in on the left side, but Bench briefly got up to his feet. Now they fall back to the mat right on the edge. Bench to his knees, and Junko drives him out.
Yeah, Good job of riding so far by Junko, applying pressure forward. And this is a big period here for Junko.
A little over a minute to go in the second. Bethel Park, 11-1, lost the opening. They wrestled in a dual meet tournament early in the season and lost to Bald Eagle Area. That's their only loss of the year.
Bald Eagle Area, very tough team in their own right. So
Trinity 10-0. Junko had a half in, tried to get to the side and drive on it. Now we're going to get a stalling call on Bench. First one against him. 37 seconds to go, second period. Still 2-1 for Bench of Bethel Park.
Riding somebody out for 2 minutes, it really... It changes the momentum of the match, and something where if Junko can ride here, even he doesn't even need points, but if he rides, he's going to have everything going for him in the third with his choice.
He bars the left arm, does Junko. He drives Bench with 10 seconds, tried to take him over to his back. Bench rolled all the way through, so no near fall points. 4 seconds to go to in the period. It's going to be 2-1 for Aiden Bench of Bethel Park after two. Third period coming right up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Devin Junko of Trinity starts the third on the bottom. Sat, turned, got to his feet, gets one. So we're tied at two early in the third. Bench shooting right in on the right leg. Junko wrapping around the waist and trying to sprawl back. Bench locked on that left leg. Junko trying to get his left arm down to where he can cross face Bench. And now Junko trying to spin behind, and it's Junko who's going to get the takedown. So he goes up 4-2 with a minute 15 to go.
Yeah, with that momentum we talked about, right? He gets that escape right away. Bench, he's been shooting well, but you know, you could tell Junko's just starting to really wear him down after riding him the entire second period and now into the third.
With under a minute to go. I think the other thing you mentioned, Greg, is, you know, Bench has missed some time. And you can practice and do conditioning as much as you want, and that is, it's meaningful and it's helpful, but it's not the same as wrestling a hard 6 minutes, and you know, Bench may not be fully to where he wants to be conditioning wise.
Absolutely, especially with a guy like Junko, who's an equal opponent, and he gets that second stalling call. Did Junko, so now you're feeling comfortable up 5-2 with that stalling point coming in. So this is looking like a huge win for Trinity. And now the question becomes, what happens at 139? Do we see Blake Reiner against Mason Kernan? Those two guys are the number one ranked guys at their respective weights in OPIL. It could be huge. We're going to find out here shortly if we're going to see the big-time matchup.
4 seconds to go. Devin Junko of Trinity is going to defeat Aiden Bench of Bethel Park. Final score, 5-2. Hillers take a 6-3 team lead after three bouts. We'll see what happens at 139 when we come right back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
It is the matchup of Mason Kernan and Blake Reiner at 139 pounds. And if there is a criticism of this sport, Greg. It's we don't see enough of this.
Yeah, kudos to Bethel Park, right? Bumping up Mason Kernan. A lot of times you see the studs, you know, taking on getting those 6 points. But here in this scenario, Bethel Park liked the matchup with Bench and Junko, so they bump Kernan up. Kernan, the number one ranked wrestler in the WPIL, third in the state at 133. Reiner, number one in the WPIL and fourth in the state at 139, both by PA Power Wrestling. So studs here facing off.
Scoreless as the two work on their feet. 40 seconds to go in the first period.
And for Bethel Park, you have to get this win, because if not, the move that you made to not wrestle Kernan at 33 does not pay off. So with Junko winning that match.
20 seconds to go, scoreless first period. Two just in and out of tie-ups. Neither wanting to make a mistake and give up that opening takedown. And it looks like we'll be scoreless after one. Second period at 139 coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Blake Reiner of Trinity chooses bottom position to start the second. Scoreless here at 139. Hillers with a 6-3 team lead. Mason got to his feet. Kernan did a nice job to trip him back to the mat.
Yeah, Mason Kernan's very tough on top. Very stingy. And you can see it here. Every time Reiner gets to his feet, Kernan's able to get him back down to the mat.
Reiner stood, and just getting to the ankle and hanging on was Kernan before they went out of bounds. So bout still scoreless, a minute 11 to go, second period. Actually, they're going to put 4 seconds back on the clock to make it a minute 15.
It's fortunate to wear that he dropped to the ankle and near that out of bounds line. I don't know if Kernan would have been able to get to up to body.
Reiner stood. Kernan tripped him back to the mat. Reiner flat on his stomach. A couple of back-to-back third-place finishes in the WPIAL for Blake Reiner. He's on his feet again. Kernan sets him down. Kernan in 2022 was fourth in the WPIAL. 35 seconds left, third period. Kernan has been riding throughout. Steps over an ankle now as Reiner is on his hands and knees trying to get up to his feet. Does. Kernan steps right in with that right leg. Now he'll pick Reiner up and set him down. Reiner reaches down to grab a leg, but Kernan's just going to lace with it. 10 seconds to go in the period, and as Reiner stands, we get a potentially dangerous call.
Reiner's going to have to be quick off the whistle. Kernan's been able to get an arm trapped and then hook that leg in, and Reiner really has no ability to stop it.
So 10 seconds to go in the period. Reiner trying to stand, then he rolls. Kernan stays right with all of that. Reiner trying to stand late, but the period will end scoreless after two. Mason Kern's choice going to the third. We'll have it when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Mason Kernan chooses bottom position for the third period. Blake Reiner gives him the escape. So they start actually on their feet, but Kernan now with the 1-0 lead. There was not a whole lot of action in the first period when they were on their feet. Obviously, Reiner's going to have to push it a little bit as this third period wears on.
Yeah, he's going to have to definitely be more aggressive. And where Kernan could kind of sit back a little bit, right? Neither guy has a stalling call on him, too. Reiner's going to have to start forcing a shot or two here in this one.
They work on their feet, a little over a minute to go. Reiner, long reach for the legs, not able to get there.
He just hasn't been able to get particularly close. Kernan's a long, lengthy body. It's going to be tough for Reiner. He's going to have to really get him moving.
Reiner shot, but just couldn't get in deep. Seconds to go. Stalling call as Kernan backs away from a shot.
Knowing that, you got 30 seconds. Now you really got to push in if you're Reiner.
Reiner shoots again, gets to the leg, but not really in deep. Now Kernan trying to spin behind. Kernan picks up the right leg of Reiner. Reiner dives down in a funk maneuver to grab an ankle. 15 seconds to go. Reiner trying to come out the back door. 10 seconds left. And a potentially dangerous call with 8 seconds to go. With Reiner was trying to come out, and Kernan had that ankle, and that prompted the potentially dangerous call. It's actually Kernan who is going to ask for injury time here.
Yeah, he was calling for it even when he was underneath of Reiner.
This event and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Connellsville and Franklin Regional are at 139 pounds, and Connellsville has a 9-4 lead there. Kernan looks like he's ready to go now.
The outcome, if you're at Bethel Park, you expected 6-0, but you know, take the 3-3, you know, out of those two matches.
Reiner off the whistle, pushes hard toward Kernan, pushes it back. 3 seconds left, takes a couple of shots, not able to get in deep, and time runs out. Mason Kernan with a 1-0 decision over Blake Reiner to tie the team score at 6. 145-pound bout coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Underway at 145 pounds, TJ Allison for Trinity and Ian Buscelli for Bethel Park. A little bit of, I wouldn't say cat and mouse, but it was just an interesting exchange. While Bethel Park had to send out first, so they sent out Buscelli, and Hillers were trying to find out
who it was.
Zach Bowman in particular came out onto the mat and didn't get, I don't know if he didn't get a clear answer, but he came all the way over to the table, and I just heard him say over his shoulder as he went back, "How hard is that?" In other words, just tell us who you sent out there. And perhaps they did, and it just, for whatever reason, didn't get communicated, but just a little extra that kind of feeds into these things that'll get both fan bases involved.
I mean, all four of these teams are that close. And we're tied at six after four matches. It is definitely getting a little chippy, you could say.
Allison gets a single leg takedown to go up 2-0 as we're now halfway through the first period.
And this one's big here for Trinity. Allison, 18-1 on the season, number 5 in the WPIAL and number 20 in the state by PA Power Wrestling, taking on Buscelli, who's 8-9 on the year. So if you're Trinity, you're looking for bonus at 145.
Buscelli up to his feet. Allison right behind him, wrapped around the waist. Buscelli spins free for an escape to make it 2-1. Come back in and tie up with 45 seconds left in the first.
Yeah, Bethel Park had a lot of options, right? They could have sent out Aiden Stout up from 39 to 45. They could have sent out Ethan Higgins as well at 45. So they had a number of ways they could have went there, which is why Trinity wanted to know who was out there on the mat.
Still 2-1 for Allison of Trinity on their feet. 25 seconds to go, first period. Allison with an underhook. Shot by Buscelli. Whizzer for Allison. And they end up out of bounds, 13 seconds to go in the period. Allison dropped to a knee off the whistle, reached for a leg, didn't get it. 8 seconds to go in the period. Allison gets behind Buscelli, 5 seconds to go, trips him to the mat, and with 2 seconds to go, gets a big takedown. Allison of Trinity with a 4-1 lead after one at 145. Second period coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Start of the second period, Ian Buscelli of Bethel Park taking bottom position. Allison of Trinity on top with a 4-1 lead. Looks like he's trying to get to a cradle. Nowhere near getting the hands locked. Breaks Buscelli down briefly. Buscelli back to his knees. Spiral ride for Allison. Now Buscelli stands, and he's free for one.
Buscelli does a nice job getting out from underneath. And he's showed some good movement here in this match.
Halfway through the second period, and the two step out of bounds. Four regular decisions, split two apiece through the first two matches. 4-2 for Allison of Trinity here at 145 pounds, 50 seconds left, second period. Buscelli takes a shot at the right leg. Allison with the whizzer. Stalemate with 41 seconds to go in the second. 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, bringing you AAA WPIAL Team Tournament Wrestling semifinals between Trinity and Bethel Park. 15-4, Connellsville leads Franklin Regional in the other semifinal. They're also at 145. Winners scheduled to meet at 3 o'clock in the third place match as well. Allison trying to get to a fireman's here, had the leg and arm. Now just going to get around behind Buscelli and trip him to the mat. Take down Allison. He's up 6-2 late in the second.
I think Buscelli knew there, I'm not going to be able to fight this off. He just turned over as opposed to trying to fight that.
Allison tried to get a leg in, and now he's just pulling Buscelli back, and he's going to get a couple of back points right at the end of the second period. So 8-2 for Allison of Trinity after two. Third period coming up on the WJBA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
T.J. Allison of Trinity takes bottom position to start the third period. Ian Buscelli of Bethel Park goes to a leg ride to start the period. Allison flat to his stomach. Crossface on top by Buscelli. Sean Kearney leaning in, likely telling Allison to pick up the pace.
I wouldn't be surprised if a stalemate got called too, because really there's no movement from either guy.
And that's exactly what Sean Kearney does with a minute four to go in the third. If you're Allison now, you got to find a way to get a major decision here.
Yeah, you need that escape and takedown.
Buscelli trying to get right to that leg. This time, Allison will not allow that, although Buscelli keeps trying to work it in there. He's up a little bit high, and now coming out the back is Allison for the reversal to go up 10-2 with 49 seconds to go.
So now you have the major, but you got to be careful here. An escape will eliminate that.
You know, you almost, and this is where, you know, strategy comes in. Do you let him up early and then try to get a takedown, or risk giving up that late escape and then you don't have enough time to get the takedown that gives you the major? They're out of bounds, 28 seconds left.
I think they went with the latter because he wasted 30 seconds riding right there. So he's going to rely on his riding abilities over the next 28 seconds, which really, for Buscelli, he's actually done well getting out from underneath.
Stands up off the whistle, does Buscelli. Allison right behind him, pulls him back down to the mat. 20 seconds to go. Buscelli trying to push himself up to his feet. 15 seconds left. Buscelli on his hands and knees.
No stalling calls from either guy, so really, Allison, you're at this point, you can hang on to a leg.
Late roll attempt, 5 seconds left. T.J. Allison will hang on and get the major decision for Trinity at 145 pounds, 10-2, to make the team score 10-6 in favor of the Hillers. 152-pound bout coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near CONSOL Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Luke Poland for Trinity bumps up from 145. Ethan Higgins for Bethel Park. Higgins with the opening takedown. Poland got to his feet but could not get free.
Both guys actually weighing in at 145. Poland is 8-5 on the season. Higgins 18-8. Higgins ranked number 4 in the WPIAO and number 10 in the state by PA Power Wrestling. So you're Bethel Park here, you're looking for bonus. Ideally to make up that team point you just lost, but even more if you can.
Minute 15 to go first period after going out of bounds. Poland to his feet, but spun to the mat by Higgins. Poland trying to stand again. And the two out with a minute 5 to go in the period.
Poland giving the escape.
So 2-1 now for Ethan Higgins at Bethel Park. He's a junior, shoots at the left leg, but out of bounds before he can finish.
Right off the whistle, a nice submarine ankle shot by Higgins. Gets the two.
Trying to cross face into a cradle, but not able to get the hands locked. 4-1 for Higgins. 35 seconds to go, first period. Still working to perhaps get the hands locked in the cradle. Now instead works on the wrists.
So he's got a 2-on-1 underneath. But Poland able to get his wrist free.
Poland didn't quite get all the way up to his feet. And the two are out with 5 seconds to go in the period. Poland, a sophomore for the Hillers. So 5 seconds to go in the period as they come back into the center. 4-1 for Higgins of Bethel Park. And he'll carry that lead into the second. We'll have that second period when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Quick reversal, then escape, and then takedown. So Higgins now with an 8-2 lead, and give another escape to make it 8-3. They're out of bounds, minute 42 to go in the second.
That's the second time where Higgins shot right off the whistle, and both times got in on the legs of Poland and got the takedown.
Poland shoots, comes up empty, and ends up flat on his stomach. And Higgins spins around behind for a takedown to go up 10-3, and he'll give another escape here to make it 10-4. Goes right in on a shot, but cannot finish as the two go out of bounds.
He's gotten three really quick takedowns and even on their feet, and he's shooting right off the whistle, so Poland's got to be ready. Second snap down attempt.
And in the process, Poland tried to get to a leg, but Higgins just spun right around behind for yet another takedown to go up 12-4. Poland stands. Higgins lets him turn in for an escape to make it 12-5. And out of bounds, stalling call on Poland, his first. One minute to go, second period. Poland again shoots, but unable to really get to the ankle or hold on to it. Higgins spins behind for the takedown to make it 14-5. And out of bounds, 47 seconds to go in the period.
I think he knows he can't get that fall. He's been not able to turn Poland over, so now just really going to work on his feet. He's got major decision. You got to be thinking tech if you're Higgins.
Got a lot of time, too. As Poland stands up, Higgins pushes him away for the escape, 14-6. Higgins trying to spin behind. Poland had a hold of a leg. Higgins going to spin the other direction. And now he will get the takedown to make it 16-6.
Yeah, I think that's his, what, fourth takedown mark on snap down. Just snap down, spin behind.
And as they come back to referee's position, Higgins will give the escape to make it 16-7. Shoots and gets right to both ankles. Poland reaches up over top to grab an ankle as well. But Higgins going to end up getting the takedown to make it 18-7.
And that's a third takedown, shooting right off the whistle, submarine ankle shot, and getting in the takedown.
10 seconds to go, second period. Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park going to carry the lead into the third period. 18-7 after two, third period coming right up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Luke Poland chooses bottom position. Higgins gives the escape, gets a takedown, now gives another escape. So it's 20-9 early in the third, and they're on their feet. So 11-point margin for Higgins. Poland tried to get to a leg, and before Higgins could spin behind, they were out of bounds.
Something to keep in mind, they started the third period, another submarine shot, and luckily for Poland, that was cautioned, but
another shot by Higgins, and he'll get a takedown to go up 22-9. And give an escape on the edge to make it 22-10. Out of bounds, a minute 19 to go.
Two more takedowns would give the technical fall to Higgins.
Poland again tried to shoot, crossface by Higgins. Higgins gets the takedown, make it 24-10. Give an escape, 24-11. And Higgins now going to get that takedown with 1:03 to go and win a technical fall. 26-11 at 4:57. And Bethel Park going to take a one-point team lead, 11-10. And we'll go to 160 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with signups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Kale Nicolella for Trinity, Corden McDonald for Bethel Park. Similar record, so another, you know, kind of close toss-up match here, Greg, in what's an 11-10 Bethel Park lead right now.
Yeah, this one's going to be another huge one. It really could swing things either way. Nicolella, ranked number 6 in the WPIL by PA Power Wrestling. He's 18-8. McDonald at 16-7, so see who can come out on top of this, but so far, it's been pretty evenly split between those matches that need to have win-wise.
Again, both the semifinal matches starting at 121 pounds. Connellsville leading Franklin Regional 25-7. They're at 172 pounds. We are at 160 pounds. Nicolella took a swipe at an ankle and did not get it. So still scoreless on their feet. 40 seconds left first period. Tie up, break out of that. Nicolella comes in to tie up again. Just tying up. Not a whole lot in the way of shots so far in this first period. Now reaching for a leg is McDonald, but he couldn't get it. Looks like the first period is going to end scoreless here at 160 pounds. Second period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Corden McDonald of Bethel Park escapes to start the second period, so he takes a 1-0 lead on Trinity's Kale Nicolella.
Yeah, looking ahead, Mark, there are so many toss-up matches between Trinity and Bethel Park that this one could go down to the wire.
Well, the first four bouts, the team split regular decisions. Hiller's got a major at 145 from T.J. Allison. Bethel Park got a technical fall from Ethan Higgins at 152. So a one-point team lead for the Blackhawks. And a one-point bout lead for Corden McDonald here at 160 pounds. Under a minute to go, second period. Two just kind of in and out of tie-ups here in the neutral position.
Nicolo trying with those head taps, wants to get side to side and find a position to be able to take that shot. McDonald, though, doing a nice job of really just staying in front of him.
20 seconds to go in the second. Nicolella gets to the right ankle now, reaches across, gets the left, and gets the takedown to go up 2-1. 10 seconds to go in the second. It'll be Nicolella's choice in the third, and he'll have a 2-1 lead after two. Third period at 160 pounds coming up here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Kale Nicolella starts the third period on the bottom, and 12 seconds in, he is up and out for an escape. So Nicolella with a 3-1 lead early in the third.
It was crucial for Nicolella after that takedown to not give that escape, so now he's in a good position here. And really, I mean, neither guy was really taking shots until Nicolella took his last period, but Nicolella was trying to get those different motions and moving to get that position to be able to take that shot. So we haven't really seen McDonald do that. He's been really more a head-on wrestler, getting in his ties. So as long as Nicolella can really stay out of those heavy ties, you know, he'll be in good shape.
And McDonald, down by two with under a minute to go, took a shot there, had a hold of Nicolella's leg, but not for long. So still 3-1 in neutral, 50 seconds to go. And obviously now it's up to McDonald to try to get a takedown and tie this thing up with time running out.
And that was a reshot off of Nicolella's shot. To me, I don't think Nicolella needs to shoot here. No reason to dive underneath and give McDonald a chance to spin behind. You've yet to give up a stalling call. You've got 30 seconds. You're in good position. McDonald's not forcing the action. I don't see either wrestler stalling at this point. I mean, McDonald's just really sitting back.
20 seconds to go. Now McDonald comes in, ties up, works around the head. 15 seconds left. There's a stalling call on it's on Nicolella.
But he has another one to give. I mean, he can give one and give up the point. And McDonald waited until 20 seconds to shoot.
And time's going to run out. Kale Nicolella of Trinity will win it 3-1. Gives the Hillers the team lead back 13-11. We'll go to 172 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/donate. Dreamfields.
Bodie Morgan for Trinity Hunter. Goals for Bethel Park here at 172 pounds. Opening takedown for Morgan. And he stacked goals up, didn't get near fall points. Now goes to an arm bar and rolls goals over. Goal's going to roll through there, but Nicolella did get a pair of near fall points out of that to make it 4-0.
You need six here if you're Trinity. This is the one match. You got Bodie Morgan, 14-3 on the year. Number two in the WPIO, number seven in the state. PA Power Wrestling taking on Goals, who's 13-13 on the season. Bethel Park has a couple of strong wrestlers coming up. Or Trinity only has one really strong wrestler, so if you're Trinity, you need six.
Just under a minute to go in the first. Morgan working around the head. Now going to try to drive Goals over. He does. A lot of time to go in the period. Goals in trouble. Although now fighting it off, Morgan tightens up, rolls Goals over again, and gets the fall in 1 minute and 19 seconds. Hillers get the pin they need from Bodie Morgan at 172 pounds. 19-11 now in favor of the Hillers. 189-pound bout coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
189-pound bout. Robbie Allison for Trinity takes down A.J. Tomeno of Bethel Park. Leads him 2-0 20 seconds in. Grabbed the leg of Tomeno. Did Allison to pull him back in bounds. Now Allison out front with Tomeno on his knees. Underhook for Allison. And out of bounds.
Allison 14-2 on the year. Number 6 in the WPIAO and 19 in the state. Taking on A.J. Tomeno, 14-10 on the season. And this is where Bethel Park bumps up their guys. So Ryan Walsh and Landon Hartman will be at 215 and 285. So if you're Trinity, you need six here because Bethel Park is banking on six at 215 and 285.
Allison working out to the left side. Tomeno getting to his feet. Allison drives him back down to the mat. Tomeno trying to stand again. Allison going around the head, working out to that right side with under a minute to go in the first. Tomeno turns into Allison now and grabs a leg. Allison locks through the legs of Tomeno as Tomeno hangs onto an ankle. They roll through. And Allison picks up that leg and gets back around behind. Maintain control here with 25 seconds to go in the first period. Tomeno sat. Allison tried to chin the shoulder back. Now short bar and around the head is Allison with 8 seconds to go in the period. Takes Tomeno over to his back. Back count coming. 3 seconds to go in the period. Tomeno's right shoulder still well up off the mat. Period ends. Allison gets three, and he'll lead 5-0 after one. Second period coming right up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448 Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Start of the second period here at 189 pounds. Robbie Allison of Trinity riding and leading A.J. Tomeno of Bethel Park. Allison around the head again, and he turned Tomeno over. He's trying to now pull the left arm across the body underneath. Now Allison tries to get to a cradle. Two near fall points in the bank for Allison, so he'll add to his 5-0 lead. He's got a cradle locked in, and now he'll try to turn Tomeno over.
He has to make sure it's nice and tight if you want to take it across body.
And that's what he does, rolls across his own back, takes Tomeno over. A minute to go in the second. 5 count for Allison. Now he's trying to chin that near shoulder down in the cradle. He'll lose the cradle, get his 3. And Allison up 8-0, 45 seconds to go in the second. Allison has Tomeno broken flat to his stomach, controlling the wrist, now trying to get a leg and a cross face. Rocks Tomeno over, but does not get a near fall count going, now trying to go to a half, and he doesn't really have a strong leg lace in. Tomeno trying to roll his body up on top. Allison kicks the hips over top. Still remains in control, edge of the mat, and now out with 13 seconds to go in the period.
Allison looking strong on top. Got to wonder what the choice will be here in the third.
After 8 bouts, Trinity with a 19-11 lead. All but one match has gone the distance. 5 seconds to go in the second here. Robbie Allison of Trinity with an 8-0 lead after 2. Third period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near CONSOL Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Start of the third period, Robbie Allison of Trinity takes bottom position. A.J. Tomeno of Bethel Park gives him the escape, and then Allison goes in and gets a takedown. So Allison up 11-0 with a minute 33 to go.
I wondered if he may decide to go on top, but obviously this decision is a smart one by Trinity to get the 3 points. But he's got to go to work here. He's got essentially 2 chances to turn Tomeno. They need the tech, if not the fall.
Tomeno works to his knees. Allison controls the right wrist and now the left. Tomeno almost sitting, but Allison was hoping he'd sit because he wanted to try to get that shoulder down, just chin it back. And now he's going to almost do that. Instead, he'll step to the side, go to a short bar, but Tomeno goes belly down, 48 seconds left. Tomeno now to his knees. 11-0.
If it's held to a major here, it's a win for Bethel Park because they're expecting a pair of falls in the next 2 weights.
25 seconds to go. Allison working out front. Tomeno on one knee. Allison around the head. 15 seconds left. Time winding down as the two are on the edge of the mat. 5 seconds to go. Robbie Allison will get the major decision, 11-0. 14 points for the Hillers. It's now 23-11 in favor of Trinity. 215-pound bout coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
215-pound bout. Adam Watson for Trinity, Ryan Walsh for Bethel Park. Walsh with the opening takedown.
Watson 6-4 on the season. Walsh 4-0. He's another guy back from injury for Bethel Park. He's number 8 in the WPIO and number 23 in the state at 189 pounds, up to 215.
Both these guys bumping up from 189 and now a half Nelson, but it's going to be stopped. Going to get four near fall points as we get a blood timeout for Watson as Walsh took him over with a half.
And his nose is gushing blood. So they gave him three near fall points, I think, because he was just turning him over when he whistled it for blood.
And I misread the official signal there. I thought I saw a four. But, yeah, I don't think they got to a five count.
Yeah. If you're Bethel Park now, you're looking at Walsh and you're looking at Landon Hartman coming up next. Expecting those two guys to get falls. If that happens, you're at a 23-23 score with two matches to go at 107 and 114, which are two truly toss-up matches. This one's going to come down to the wire just as we expected from the beginning.
Now 25-22, Connellsville leading Franklin Regional. They're at 285. While the blood timeout continues. And again, scheduled start time for the championship and third place matches is 3 o'clock. Not likely to hit that mark. But they'll give the guys likely 15 minutes or so before we move on to the next round. And again, only the top three qualify for the PIAA tournament next week.
I mean, you look on the other side, Connellsville 25, Franklin Regional 22. They're at 285. So, again, that one coming down to the wire as well. All four of these teams really evenly matched, and it's one of these teams is going to be done at the end of this day. So, see how it turns out. But, you know, in this one in particular, it's going to come down to 107 and 114 for Trinity. Guys like Mickey Horn and Jacob Wright. Going to need wins.
Burrell defeated Burgettstown for the AA title 41-20, and then Quaker Valley defeated Mount Pleasant for third place 42-28. The semifinal results, Burgettstown over Mount Pleasant 56-15, and Burrell defeating Quaker Valley 47-25.
Mark, you might want to get your tiebreaker sheet out now so you have some time, because it could come down to that in really any of these matches. It's going to be close.
Well, and trust me, I got the tiebreaker sheet out the other day and make sure I had it with me. And, you know, the first three, you hope you don't get because you've got flagrant misconduct, coaches misconduct, unsportsmanlike conduct are the first three tiebreakers. So then you get down to whoever won the greater number of matches. And with 13 weight classes, that – yeah, makes it a lot easier to figure out than when we had 14. Watson getting taped up here as they try to get him ready to continue.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty big bloody nose there for Watson, so a lot of cleanup involved.
To this point, Trinity has won 6 matches and Bethel Park has won 3.
I was going to say, Bethel Park's gotten a little more of the bonus side. So if you're Trinity, if you do, it comes down to those two. I mean, obviously you have to win at least one at 107 and 114 to even be in a tiebreaker consideration.
And that would give them a 7th win.
Right.
But a lot can happen before those things come into play. So Watson now after the blood timeout, ready to go with a minute 13 to go in the first period. He's trailing 5-0. Ryan Walsh of Bethel Park, tight waist, breaks Watson down. Walsh reaches underneath, had a wrist, but lost it. Watson trying to push himself up to his knees. Walsh strong on top. Watson sits, and Walsh nearly chinned the shoulders back. Now steps to the side, went to the short bar, turns Watson over to his back. 39 seconds to go in the period. Walsh trying to get that near shoulder down, and he does. Fall comes at 1 minute and 25 seconds for Ryan Walsh of Bethel Park. 23-17, the team score now with 3 bouts to go. We're back for 285 in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Landon Hartman and Jace Banco at 285, just underway.
Landon Hartman coming into this one, number 8 at 215 pounds, number 20 in the state by PA Power Wrestling. He's 11-8 on the year. Banco, meanwhile, 1-3 on the season.
Hartman with an underhook as the two tie up. Banco weighed in at 268. Hartman working around the head, gets Banco on his knees and now trying to spin behind, and Hartman gets the opening takedown. Hartman weighing in at 215, actual weight 202.2. Banco trying to push himself up to his feet. He does. Hartman trips him right back to the mat. Team score 23-17 in favor of Trinity. Hartman steps to the side, goes to a half, trying to power it in there. Banco at 90 degrees and now over and giving up a back count. 35 seconds to go in the period. Banco's left shoulder getting closer and closer to the mat. Hartman is going to get the fall at 1 minute and 32 seconds. Back-to-back second period pins for Bethel Park, and we are tied at 23 with 2 bouts to go. Back in just a minute on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saras Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saras, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saras Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, saraskandies.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Tied at 23, a couple of toss-up matches remaining, and Jaden Palumbine of Bethel Park takes down Mickey Horn at 107 pounds, and now Horn getting taken over to his back with a half Nelson trying to roll through. He's going to give up a couple here, and now he escapes. So quickly 4-1 as the two step out of bounds, 58 seconds in.
Palomine is 14-11 on the season, Horn 12-6. Because of these two, I mean, Trinity just needs to win one and not give up bonus. They would win on the criteria, like Mark mentioned earlier, because of matches won. But they cannot give up bonus, and Horn going to his back was a scary thought right there, because you still have Jake Wright who could get it done for you next match.
4-1 and neutral, Palomine leading here. First period, 35 seconds to go. Two push and shove. Down to 20 seconds to go in the period, and they step out of bounds. Connellsville and Franklin Regional going to 107. I don't think they've updated the board over there yet.
Yeah, I want to say it's 28-22, but we'll see once they update it.
First period about to come to an end here at 107 pounds. Palomine trying to fight off a late shot here from Horn, and he will. They're going to step out of bounds with just 1 second to go. So after one, it's going to be Palomine of Bethel Park 4, Horn of Trinity 1. Second period coming right up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Start of the second period. Palomine taking bottom position, got to his feet. Horn picks him up on the edge and sets him down. Palomine leading 4-1. Team score tied at 23 with this bout and the bout at 114 pounds remaining. Connellsville does have a 6-point lead with two bouts to go over Franklin Regional. It's 28-22 there. Horn with a half in, but Palomine up on one knee. Horn now trying to get to a cradle. Palomine with the knees pretty well spread apart. Not going to go over easily, if at all.
And if you're Horn here, obviously you want to win this match, right? You want to take the pressure off your teammate coming up next. But you also don't want to make sure you get yourself in a position where you give bonus in any sort.
Palomine called for stalling. First call against him. Right on the edge of the mat with 50 seconds left in the second period. And that 2-2 for Palomine to start the match is really big. Horn out front working on the head as Palomine stands up. They go out of bounds here while Palomine's going to get the one anyway, so he's up 5-1.
I'd like to see Horn just push him out there. He still had the head down. Without Palomine picking up his head, he was going to have control. And they were right on the out-of-bounds line.
They'll tie up late in the period, 12 seconds to go. Palomine of Bethel Park is going to have the lead going to the third period. It's 5-1. We'll have that third when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Mickey Horn of Trinity choosing neutral position. Palomine of Bethel Park shoots at the left leg. Was flat on his stomach, now gets to his knees. Horn draped over Palomine's back. And a stalemate called. Minute 24 to go in the third period. Still 5-1 for Jaden Palomine of Bethel Park. So neutral here. A minute 15 remaining. Horn came at Palombine but left the legs open. Palombine shoots, head in between the legs of Horn. Horn draped over the back of Palombine, hanging onto an ankle. 1 minute to go.
Horn's just got to be careful here.
Stalemate with 51 seconds left. Sean Kearney, the assistant referee, going to step in here. I don't know if he saw something he didn't like. Going to get a stalling call here on Palombine because his shoe came undone.
That's big because he also has a stalling. I guess it's the second one. So he's going to have now a takedown and a stalling call could tie the match for Mickey Horn.
And that's 5-2 with the penalty point. And now they restart. Palombine shoots, head between the legs of Horn. Horn trying to reach up and work around the waist of Palombine, but precious time ticking off the clock. 30 seconds left.
You mentioned it, Mark. Horn has continually left his legs wide open to allow Palombine to just be able to just dive in. I mean, if anything else, he's taking the time away. He's going to pick up the win.
Stalemate call, 26 seconds to go. Palombine reaches for the legs, doesn't really get in deep. 19 seconds left. Bethel Park's only lead was 11-10 after the bout at 152, but they're about to take the lead here with one bout remaining. Tied at 23. Time's going to run out. Jake Palombine with a 5-2 win at 107 pounds to give the Blackhawks a 26-23 team lead. Last bout at 114 pounds coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Jacob Wright for Trinity, Pierce Reinhardt for Bethel Park. 26-23, Bethel Park leads.
Reinhardt 11-8 on the season, Wright 24-9.
Whistle and a stalemate 25 seconds in. Each team with six wins. So a win by Wright would tie the team score, but the Hillers would have seven bout wins to six of Bethel Park and win it on that tiebreaker. Assuming any of the three above tiebreakers don't come into play. And here is Reinhardt spinning behind for the opening takedown. Now Wright tries to roll, but Reinhardt able to stay in control, trying to lace with the left leg. Wright sits. Reinhardt turns him back underneath. Forty-five seconds to go, first period. Legs in for Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park.
He's got those legs in deep, and Wright just really getting no movement underneath.
Reinhardt trying to power a half in on the right side. Wright's left arm is in a position that certainly has referee Sean Kearney looking at it as far as potentially dangerous is concerned. Wright trying to avoid being turned over here, and he will be stopped on the potentially dangerous with 16 seconds to go in the period.
And that right shoulder like is about to pop out. So
Ron Tarquinio trying to get his 114-pounder's attention to encourage him late in this first period.
from referee's position. Reinhardt tried to lace with the left leg, couldn't do it. 10 seconds to go in the period. Right flat on his stomach. First period will end with Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park leading 2-0. Second period when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park on the bottom to start the second period with a 2-0 lead. Bethel Park with a 3-point team lead. Jacob Wright of Trinity gets up a little bit high here, but now he does get a leg in. Trying to get the second leg in as well.
Connellsville has just defeated Franklin Regional 31-28. So Connellsville into the final. Franklin Regional in for third.
Reinhardt broken flat to his stomach here. With 1:10 to go in the second period.
I wonder what Wright will do with his choice if he's able to ride this entire third.
Trying to push himself up to his feet. He does.
Looked like he was going to lose control momentarily. Able to last second get a leg swipe in and get Reinhardt back down on the mat.
35 seconds to go in the second period. Wright riding, but trailing 2-0. With the outcome of the dual meet on the line. Wright working to try to break Reinhardt down. He does. Tries to get a half in on the left side, but Reinhardt able to get back up to his knees. 8 seconds to go in the period. And Wright trying to take Reinhardt over here late, but Reinhardt just able to look away from that half and stay really, avoid getting turned over. So 2-0 for Pierce Reinhardt after two periods. Third period at 114 pounds and the deciding of this dual meet coming up when we come right back.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
A quick switch for Jacob Wright of Trinity to start the third period. He and Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park now tied at two.
Huge reversal there. Now you just got to wonder what you do if you're right. Do you try to ride for this whole third period?
He was trying to get a cradle in, never did get the hands locked. Reinhardt briefly got to his feet. Wright tripped him back to the mat. Folds that right leg back underneath. Going to have to get off of that. And a stalling call on top against Wright.
Kept that ankle trapped the entire time. And that's a huge stalling call.
Reinhardt with a takedown in the first. Rode the entire second, or I should say Wright rode the entire second. Now a quick reversal for Wright in the third to tie the bout at two, and Wright with a stalling call. Reinhardt to his feet. Wright trips him back to the mat. Wright again trying to prevent Reinhardt from getting to his feet with 1 minute to go in the third period. Wright trying to get to the cradle. Reinhardt flattens out on the bottom.
Yeah, he had it locked for a moment, but Reinhardt able to get free.
Wright again is... Reinhardt tries to get to his feet. Wright clamps the cradle in on him and turns him over to his back. Back points coming for Wright of Trinity. This will break a 2-2 tie with 37 seconds to go.
Everybody on the Trinity side telling Wright, just stay right where you are.
And a good job by the Trinity team to keep their entire bench. Obviously, when you're kids, you want to jump up and go crazy, but you don't want to get that unsportsmanlike.
18 seconds to go. Again, Wright's got three near fall points coming in what is currently a 2-2 tie. 10 seconds to go. 5 seconds left. Reinhardt unable to get off his back. And again, the score is going to end up tied. Wright with a 5-2 win ties the team score at 26. Trinity is going to win the dual meet with 7 victories to Bethel Park's 6. And it'll be Trinity and Connellsville in the finals. We'll recap this Trinity Bethel Park match when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Quickly going to recap this dual meet here. And again, Trinity is going to win on criteria. They've also put up a note here that the championship match will begin at 3:20, so that's about 15 minutes from right now, so we'll try to do this quickly. We started at 121 pounds. Trinity took a 3-0 lead, got a 7-2 win from Dom Canale over Bethel Park's Colton Fisher. Hillers led 3-0. Blackhawks answered, got a 4-2 win from Seth Miller at 127 pounds over Trinity's Zane Garner, tied the score at 3. Trinity got a decision at 132 pounds from Devin Junko, a 5-2 win over Aiden Bench. Hillers led 6-3, but Bethel Park answered. Mason Kernan with a 1-0 win over Blake Reiner at 139, tied the team score at 6. Trinity then got a major decision at 145 pounds from TJ Allison, 10-2 over Ian Buscelli of Bethel Park. Hillers were up 10-6. Bethel Park got a technical fall, though, at 152 pounds from Ethan Higgins, 26-11 at 457 over Trinity's Luke Poland. And Bethel Park, after the bout at 152, had an 11-10 lead. 160 pounds, Trinity's Cale Nicolella, a 3-1 win over Corden McDonald of Bethel Park, put the Hillers back on top, 13-11. Bodie Morgan with a pin at 172 pounds, 1 minute 19 seconds over Hunter Goals of Bethel Park. Hillers led 19-11. Would also then get a major decision from Robbie Allison at 189 pounds over A.J. Tomeno of Bethel Park, 11-0 the bout score. Team score went to 23-11 in favor of Trinity. Bethel Park then with back-to-back pins. 215 pounds, Ryan Walsh in 1 minute 25 seconds over Adam Watson of Trinity to make it 23-17, and then Landon Hartman of Bethel Park at 285, a fall in 1 minute 32 seconds over Jace Banco, tied the team score at 23. Bethel Park took a 26-23 lead with a 5-2 win at 107 pounds from Jaden Palombine over Trinity's Mickey Horn. And at that point, each team had won 6 bouts. Bethel Park had a 3-point team lead. Jacob Wright with a reverse. He was down 2-0 after 2. But he rode the entire second period. That obviously is important. Then he got a quick reversal and then 3 near fall points. Rode out the final 30 or so seconds with a cradle in. And Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park on his back. Wright with the 5-2 win. Again, ties the team score at 6. And again, the tiebreakers, the first 3 involved misconducts or unsportsmanlike conduct. None of those came into play. The 4th tiebreaker, team winning the greater number of matches, and that was Trinity with 7 wins to Bethel Park's 6.
So Connellsville, a 31-28 winner over Franklin Regional. Connellsville and Trinity will wrestle for the championship. Bethel Park and Franklin Regional will wrestle for third place, and the winner of that third place match qualifies for the PIAA tournament. The fourth place finisher does not. So we do have to give out our outstanding wrestler, and that is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Not much doubt, Greg, in the break that we had as soon as the match was over, who our outstanding wrestler is today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You have to give it to Jake Wright. Wins the dual meet for Trinity. And, it was dangerous going to that third, but he gets it done. And you had to question, do you give the escape and try for a takedown? He was confident in his abilities to turn him over, got the back points and the win.
So a 26-all tie. Trinity wins on the fourth criteria, winning seven matches to Bethel Park's six. The championship match coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. So we want to thank the head coaches and our crew here at Peters Township. Jacob Knisner, our Washington studio producer, our floor director, Nate Rigotti, and, of course, my partner, Greg Warnock. A very quick break for us. We'll be back before too long with the championship match of AAA WPIAL Team Wrestling Tournament action. Stick with us. We're back in just a bit here on WJPA.